We are getting some news from the Blue Jays down in Dunedin right now. Ryan Borucki dealing with a sore elbow. That is not good. He will be reevaluated. He'll miss at least one start and will not be ready for the season. So Thomas Panone, Sean Reed Foley, Trent Thornton, who will get the start today, and Sam Gavilio will be the four candidates to get the start in the rotation to begin the season. And the injuries are piling up, guys. John Axford, Ryan Tapera dealing with injuries. Bud Norris had some arm fatigue the other day, and now Ryan Borucki. So last year, where this Blue Jays team was riddled with injuries to guys like Aaron Sanchez and Marcus Stroman, we're starting early this year with the rotation, and that's not a good sign for this Toronto Blue Jays team.
I guess the good sign is that Sanchez isn't among that group. I mean, he is, to me, the kind of starter whose ceiling is going to help define this year's Blue Jays team. So to have him, like, there is no more fragile element in Toronto sports, apparently, than the skin on his pitching hand fingers. Like, he has, I genuinely feel awful for the guy. I could not think of a more frustrating injury than something that we think of as so small as a blister problem, completely derailing what you love to do for the better part of 2 years. The fact that he is still healthy, and I'm knocking on the closest thing we can find to wood in this studio, the fact that he is still healthy is, to me, the biggest plus sign for this Blue Jays team, and he's the guy you're going to really need to take off if you, you know, hope to do anything this year.
Given how dominant he was in 2016, it's just such a, it's so devastating what's happened over the last couple of years. And I agree. I think he could be the biggest bright spot on this team. I mean, Vlad is obviously going to make the headlines, but Sanchez has the capability to take over games and lead this team to a lot of wins, which, you know, by all accounts will be scarce this season. So to see him pitch well this season would be a big win for the Blue Jays, I think.
Yeah, it definitely would be. And the spring returns have been pretty good so far for Aaron Sanchez. He has pitched 17 and two-thirds innings and got the start again last night. He has an ERA of 1.53. The walks still aren't great, has seven over those 17 and two-thirds. But I think when we look at spring training numbers, you can really only take it, you know, so far. You know, there's probably a lot of things that Aaron Sanchez is working on. But it, as you mentioned, the health, that's the really the biggest thing. The fact that he's made it out of spring training fully intact and his hands are okay, that is a good sign. So it's going to be a big year for Aaron Sanchez, not only for him, but for Marcus Stroman as well. These guys, of course, are set to be free agents in a couple of years. And this year feels like, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be the turning point in their Blue Jays careers, but I think this season and what they do will say a lot about their futures, you know, for the rest of their tenure here in Toronto, whether they get re-signed. We know Marcus Stroman has been very vocal that he claims he has not received any sort of contract extension offer, where varying reports have said, nah, it's not exactly true. He might have actually had one down the line in previous years. But, you know, these two guys, for, you know, one point in their career, maybe it was 2016, a short time ago, they were seen as pillars of this franchise and guys that were going to be dominating this rotation for so many years. And now, I mean, there's just so many question marks with both of these guys that we're going to be interested to see what they can do this season. We'll see Marcus Stroman, of course, getting the opening day start against the Detroit Tigers.
People are always against him, though. People are always against him. No one ever believes in him.
And I will say, you know, out of the two guys, maybe it's because I've seen a lot more from Marcus Stroman, seen a lot more good from Marcus Stroman at the major league level than Aaron Sanchez. He does have that one incredible 2016, as you mentioned, Jeff. But I feel like this year anyways, I have more confidence that Marcus Stroman can get back to the level that he had a few years ago before his disastrous 2018 than I do with Aaron Sanchez, who, I've mentioned this before, you look at this guy's baseball reference page, or you look at the Fangraphs page, there's one season that sticks out like a sore thumb, and that is 2016. I know injuries have plagued him the last couple of years, but other than that one 2016 season, you know, he's had struggles at the major league level. How much of that is really him, and how much of 2016 is really him? I think that's the question that I still have. We know the stuff is great. We've seen the ability. But, you know, we see it all the time. Some guys just have a career year, and the rest of their career, they're just not the same player anymore. And I wonder if that's the case with Aaron Sanchez, which is why, Brent, I say this year is a big season for him.
Yeah, it's absolutely a fair question to ask. It's just, it's kind of rare that you see it. You know, we think about these years so often in terms of a career year. Often you think of that with a position player and the offensive numbers they're putting up, but it absolutely, there's no reason it couldn't apply to a pitcher as well. I think you have a guy who immediately has health problems following it. It's really hard to know. And I think it's fair to ask how much of a question mark is he. I still have faith in the stuff I've seen out of him. But again, you know, stuff will only get you so far if you just have one or two pitches. That changeup's probably going to be really big for him. If he's, you know, that's going to go a long way for him in terms of how effective he's going to be. It seems like after every outing, I've listened to a lot of the tape, he seems happy with where that's at this point in the spring. So if his fingers are healthy and he's liking his changeup, there's no obvious reason that he shouldn't have a big bounce back year this season.
Yeah, I agree. And when it comes to Marcus Stroman, I mean, we've seen so much consistency from him. Sure, he's had his struggles and he dealt with some injuries last year, but I really do think before we see anything from Sanchez this season, that Stroman has to be considered the most consistent and reliable pitcher that the Blue Jays have had, and maybe one of their most important players.
Yeah, and we look at the way this team is constructed right now, where you've got Bo Bichette, you've got Vladimir Guerrero Jr. coming, you've got a lot of, you know, strong young positional players. The issue with this organization right now is that they don't have as many, you know, high pitching prospects. You've got a Nate Pearson, but he's, of course, a guy that's dealt with injuries, and he still has a lot of things to prove. You don't know what he's going to be down the line. You've got a young kid in Eric Pardino, the 18-year-old, who right now, I believe, is dealing with some elbow issues. So that's not a good sign either. And beyond that, you've got guys like Trent Thornton, who we'll see today. You've got Sean Reed Foley. You've got Ryan Barucki, Thomas Pannone. None of those guys jump out as, you know, a true ace down the line. So, you know, as much as we look at Aaron Sanchez and Marcus Stroman and we wonder about their futures with this team, you know, you can make a case that these guys need to be re-signed. They need to be held on for the long haul, because this is an organization that, you know, outside of those two guys, just has a lot of question marks with pitching. And if the idea for this front office is to get competitive within the next 2 years, you're going to have some pitching. And, you know, you can't just decide that you're going to move Marcus Stroman, Aaron Sanchez at this deadline, get some young pieces back, and then hope that that next wave of guys, that all of them can come up together and have success in the next 2-3 years. I don't think that's realistic. At some point, you need to have some stability. And we know Marcus Stroman, when he's healthy, he's a guy that can deliver. Aaron Sanchez, even at the bottom end of his outcomes, is still a major league level pitcher. So, you know, for a team that lost Jay Happ to trade, Marco Estrada's gone now. A lot of the veteran guys that they had are no longer here. So Marcus Stroman and Aaron Sanchez, maybe in 5 years' time, they won't be around here, but at least for the next 2, 3, 4 years, they seem to be a bridge from this current era Blue Jays to this next wave, Brent.
Yeah, that's very fair. And then some people would say, obviously not at the level of those two that you could see. I don't think you can pencil them in even, but I think it's a fair, you know, thought that Ryan Barucki could be a mix in this rotation going forward. Yep. Not that you have to guarantee him a spot, but there's no reason he couldn't be your 4 or 5 for the next couple of years. I think when you look at the top prospects list, there's just so much more volatility with the top pitching prospects. It feels like when the top hitters come up to the bigs, they rake pretty much immediately, and then maybe they have a little scuffle period, but they get up here and they hit, and they're pretty much sure things. With pitchers, it does seem to be a little more, as I said, volatile. So I don't know that looking at those prospect lists and saying the Blue Jays don't have another pitcher in the top 100 is necessarily a death blow. Of course, you'd love to have those guys there, but I think that sometimes pitchers do kind of come out of nowhere. So you mentioned an 18-year-old at low A ball. I don't know. In 2 years, it's not impossible to think that he couldn't vault up this list the way we saw with somebody like Bichette.
Yeah, I think that's very possible as well. It just seems unlikely. I mean, if we're betting on probabilities, the chance that Eric Pardino is going to come up and be a star in the next couple of years, you know, it's not a super high percentage. So it's difficult to bet on that. And it's funny because for so many years, you know, we heard about fans did not like R.A. Dickey and what he did. Well, here's a guy that provided you 200 innings every year. And as we've seen over the last couple of years, that has some value and that has some importance. So right now, the Blue Jays are looking for that stability in the starting rotation and hoping some of these young guys can take that next step, whether it's a Barucki, a Reed Foley, a Trent Thornton, who we'll see today, Sam Gavilio, what have you.